Mini episode 954 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 954 and another edition of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with an early look at fantasy football for 2018, our initial top 25 overall. In terms of the big picture, we've got only one quarterback on the list, since the top tier is larger and flatter than it usually is, and we've got lengthy first tiers at running back and wide receiver, along with a few on a second tier at receiver. There are no tight ends, since the top ones are fairly interchangeable aside from a healthy Gronk, and since it's still irresponsible to assume that he'll hold up for an entire year. Here we go. Number 25, Doug Baldwin. Of necessity, with the growing holes in those areas, the Seahawks have pivoted away from the two strengths of their championship team, defense, and the running game. That means much bigger opportunities for Russell Wilson and his receivers. Baldwin was good but not great last year, but should be getting leaned on even heavier in 2018, which is good for him. Number 24, Brandon Cooks. Arguably the most talented wide receiver that Tom Brady's ever had, aside from Randy Moss, there is still, stupidly, a ceiling on what a number one receiver in New England will ever get under Belichick, but he certainly will keep making it hard for them not to expand his role further. Number 23, Adam Thielen. Touchdowns were the only hole in his game in 2017, but those opportunities can be kind of fluky from year to year. Regardless of his offensive coordinator and QB in 2018, there's no scenario in which his role gets scaled back. Number 22, Tyreek Hill. Even with a likely change at passer, the chief passing game will still be built around one of the league's most explosive players, who is the top of the second tier at receiver. Number 21, Aaron Rodgers. The only quarterback on our list, even he's not remotely a first-round pick these days, largely because of the depth at the position, but when healthy, he's the one you want above all others. Number 20, Mark Ingram. The one running back to break the Alabama jinx in the last decade, he had a career year in the reconfigured New Orleans offense. As the Saints try to keep Drew Brees in a more manageable role in his later years, the halfbacks will remain ascendant. And that leads us to number 19, Alvin Kamara. He's basically a trillionaire's Darren Sproles in his role, the rare change of pace and elite pass-catching back who would ever become a top 20 player. Number 18, T.Y. Hilton. With Andrew Luck back and competent offensive play calling, we'll see him back in his 2016 form. Number 17, A.J. Green. As the Cincinnati offense grew more unfocused in 2017, Green receded more to the background than he usually does. The Bengals can't afford a repeat of that in 2018, and so his opportunities will be heavier. Number 16, Jordan Howard. With a new coaching staff and Mitch Trubisky in his second season, Howard won't be burdened by being the only dependable part of the offense next year. Number 15, Keenan Allen. We finally got to see him healthy for a full season, and he should deliver more of the same in 2018, except with more touchdowns. Number 14, Mike Evans. By the standards of his talent, 2017 was a real stinker, but the blame lies more at quarterback and running back. He's hit his floor, and 2018 will be better. Number 13, Michael Thomas. As anticipated, his promotion to the lead receiver for Drew Brees hiked his value tremendously, and he'll deliver a repeat next year, except with more trips to the end zone. Number 12, Saquon Barkley. As was the case with Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott, the league has an incoming freshman with immense first-round value. If he ends up in as great a situation as those two did, we'll probably have him rated higher going into the season. If he ends up in a dumpster fire, we'll probably move him down a little bit. Number 11, Leonard Fournette. Speaking of this horse, he delivered as a rookie last year, but still has plenty of room to produce even more. He would be rated higher, but it's going to be a year with more first-round depth than usual. Number 10, Kareem Hunt. He tailed off after that insane start, but he still laid the foundation for what should be a tremendous career, as the latest in a long line of franchise backs in KC. Number 9, Julio Jones. Few are more explosive, many are more consistent, but you can't pass him up in this spot. Number 8, Melvin Gordon. He had a really good season and still has room for a bit of improvement. Number 7, Odell Beckham. This is the lowest we've ever slotted him, completely because he's coming back from injury. Even with the adjustment to a new offense, he's still way too explosive to let him slip further. Number 6, Le'Veon Bell. In anticipation of possibly letting him walk in free agency, Pittsburgh ran him into the ground last year, as they actually have for most of his career when he's been available. Regardless of where he ends up, he could have a hangover season much like DeMarco Murray did after he left Dallas. Having said that, though, the upside still keeps him in the top half of the first round. Number 5, Ezekiel Elliott. Until and unless he screws up again, he's back and good to go. That concern is the only thing that keeps him from ranking higher. Number 4, Antonio Brown. Much like his teammate Bell, he's due for a drop-off, but still has to rate this high based on upside. Number 3, DeAndre Hopkins. We finally got a glimpse of what he looks like with a real quarterback, and it was very scary for the rest of the league. Number 2, David Johnson. At least his lost season didn't affect his legs, so there's no reason to believe he shouldn't pick up right where he left off. And number 1, Todd Gurley. It's an immense tribute to the power of his emergence in 2017 that he eclipses Johnson on our list. With another season like the one that he just compiled, he'll be making a great case as the best running back of his generation. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.